podcast. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 43. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, my brothers?
A whole lot of nonsense.
That's right.
Pretty consistent for what we do. Nonsense.
That is what we're made
answer, guys.
That's what we're made of.
That's yeah. Right.
That's right. That's
sugar and spice and everything nonsense.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So what is tonight? Thursday night.
Thursday night.
So what? A week ago.
A little
we did,
off.
Yeah. Was it 2 weeks ago? We did Tuesday. And I was excited. I was like, oh, yeah, it's hump day. No, it's
we're
not. It's
over
Tuesday.
The hump.
Yeah.
And now today I got up in the morning. I'm like, awesome. It's Friday. I'm like, nope.
Oh, it's almost Friday.
Not quite.
The kids are on vacation, though, on Christmas break.
That is true. As of cool. Now.
As of now. Yeah.
My wife will be as of, 4 o'clock tomorrow?
Ooh, good for her, right? I bet she's excited.
Good for all of us.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, one thing. Things are getting a little weird. You were talking about the day or the evening being a little weird, and I do blame it on the full moon. It's not quite full, not till Saturday.
Full enough.
But it looks full out there. I just went out there not that long ago, and I'm like, ooh.
Kids need a break.
What you got in surprise?
Adults need a break. I need a break.
Mm-hmm. I think so. We should all just take a couple weeks off.
I'm taking that Monday and Tuesday off of after Christmas.
Are you?
So that's my last 2 days of PTO.
When this episode drops, we'll be between Christmas and New Year. So yeah, we'll have sailed past Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always save 2 or 3 days around this time.
That's good.
And it's worked out for 15 years. I save just enough time to take off, and
I just get Christmas.
I'm down for the year until
I get Christmas
January
day
1st.
Off is what I get off, and then working around the rest of it. So
yeah.
So Christmas Day will be super special.
Yeah. I mean, it is a fun time. So, you know, kids are older, but still, it's still fun. You know, it's different than when they're little.
And, yeah, that's true.
You know, but man, they still get up early. Woo.
Yeah.
I think last year, man, I was like, seriously?
Our
6 a.m.?
The sun's not even up.
Yeah.
I think our kids get up at like 3:30. Like, can we do presents yet? It's like,
12
no.
12 and 10.
It's, yeah.
12 and 9, whatever they were.
Don't they know. Don't. It's ridiculous. I think we hold them off a lot of times until 7, but it's like, okay, fine. Let's just go because you can't really fight it back.
We've done that. We're like, look, are
you're
you listening
exhausted
to me?
The rest of the day, though.
Do not come into our bedroom before, 7 a.m., 7:30, and, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
They're standing outside your door with a stopwatch.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine having Christmas at 3:30 in the morning? Oh my
gosh. But you know what? I did the same thing when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
I get up at 5:30, and oh my gosh, they're just like, "Oh, Todd, let's go." The tree.
Let's Christmas it.
Open the presents, and then you kick back and take a nap.
Right.
Yeah, I was at basketball.
Take
practice.
Take a couple sips of bourbon.
I was talking to Ryan.
It's too early.
Never too
early. He was saying, "You guys going anywhere?" I'm like, "Who know? No, we stay home." Everybody's close,
mm-hmm.
So we have no traveling other than a couple miles.
We'll have breakfast, and we're going to go to Jenna's parents, and some of her family's going to be there. So we'll spend the day just hanging out.
Yeah, it's a good time. Good time. I wanted to mention real quick before we start getting into our fun stuff. So a coworker named Amanda Narr, and I got permission to use her name.
Hi, Amanda.
She brought in 100% cocoa, like a chocolate bar, like looked like dark chocolate,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Unsweetened. And so she's a health, I'm gonna say a health nut.
Yeah,
I mean, she eats healthy and she
kind of stopped herself there, didn't you?
She's getting she's becoming a dietitian or whatever, nutritionist. I know I'm probably botching it, and she's like, oh boy, because she listens. So she brought this in, and I said. She's like, here, take a bite. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like 3 seconds, I thought, oh, it's just dark chocolate. Man.
Was it good?
My eyes, it's horrendous.
Yeah. It was horrendous.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
One of the worst tastes I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
It was.
I was hoping you were going to say something like that.
Awful.
Yeah. And no sugar.
No sugar. Nothing. No sweetener. No sugar. There's nothing.
Oh.
Right? 100% unsweet. Yeah. So I actually
that's
did
living dangerously.
Swallow it, right? So then one of our old, you know, Dan, our volunteers, he had it, and he's like, that's terrible. That's, you know. So then our boss, Tori.
Give me some dirt over
he
that.
He goes, is this that 90%? I said, just take it. Just taste it. And he tasted about, again, after about 2 seconds, he almost vomited into his trash.
Oh, wow.
He spit it out.
That's bad.
And then the guy that works for the heating and air company that we contract for the church, he she gave him a bite, and he went outside and spit it out. It was that bad. I'm the only one that actually swallowed it. But I told her, I said, I'm going to mention that on our podcast. It's so. She goes, are you serious? I go, yeah.
That you tortured us.
It was awful. You've had it before, Nate?
No, I've.
It's terrible.
As a young child, got the cocoa powder out.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, this is like chocolate. And
oh,
take
yeah.
A spoonful. Or,
I know, did that too.
Oh, yeah, it's
that is awful. Yeah.
It doesn't kick in until about 3 seconds. Because at first it just tastes like dark chocolate. And then it's like, oh boy. And then it sticks with you for about 10 minutes.
Well, it was like one summer we went up to Frankenmuth. We've been there numerous times. But this particular time we went to the cheese shop that's there.
Mm.
And they're like, hey, we have a special today on sale, clearance, chocolate cheese. And I was like,
chocolate cheese.
All right, I'll bite. I like chocolate. I like cheese. Oh, yeah. I think I would have done better just taking my sock off and putting it in my mouth. Yeah. It was nasty.
Sounds delicious, though.
And I was like, and they're like, what do you think? I was like, uh-uh, no.
No, no more.
And they're like, yeah, we can't get anybody
no wonder
to buy
it's on
it.
Clearance, yeah.
They're good like, Lord. Darn it, another one.
Is the cheese Limburger? I hope so.
I told Amanda, I said, yeah, I'm gonna, and I said, can I mention your name? Is it all right? Or do you want, and she goes, I don't care. I said, I'm giving you credit then, because you're the one that brought this in.
She goes,
the reaction's the best. Cause
she ruined
knows.
Christmas.
She
I was going to say, we're really bringing the spirit down here.
Oh,
right?
Terrible. It is, it's the worst. So any listeners
glad you
out
didn't
there,
bring any for us.
I wanted to.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you did.
I said,
let's see if we can get you to throw up on live podcasting.
Yeah, as I said, and we'll do it as we're recording. So it's bad. Nope. I just had to mention that. It was terrible. It was.
I'll pass.
Really, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Amanda.
Yeah. Thank you, friend.
Young friend.
She's a creepy, so I can't be too hard on her. But
hey, we appreciate
grief.
That.
But then she gave us.
So this is we share creepy stories on here, and like stories that just make you. Your spine tingle. Is that?
I told
one?
Her. I said, "Now I'm middle aged and grossed out." It was terrible.
Give me Slender Man over this, right?
Yeah. he would be like,
"Where's that Tulpa?"
Yeah, I think Bigfoot would be like, well, "No, I'm out. No thanks." You know,
even the Wendigo's running.
He's like, "Just keep giving me the leaves and sticks. That's more flavor than." It's terrible. It's just one of those like. Ugh. So anyway, Sean.
So I'm marking that off the list.
Mark it off the list.
I have some announcements. I got to get them around here, though. So we have to do a mention of the merch. So merch mention for Christmas. There's still time. There's still time for our merchandise of all kinds with our logo for Christmas. You have a few days, right?
I've got my new baseball t-shirt on.
Yes, I have my new t-shirt on.
I put it on Facebook. And
front and back.
To advertise. Yeah,
I'm
going to wear it.
I like it a lot.
I'm stripping. No, I'm just kidding. no, just take my jacket.
I was trying to throw money at you earlier. we also always want to tell you to please rate and review. Like, I don't know how else to say it. Please. Pretty please.
Now you have a cape.
Please and please and please. He really is stripping, folks, by the way. We got a camera on him. Woo-hoo. Get off the table at quarters for a
ta-da!
Beer. So please rate and review, subscribe, follow wherever you're listening to us at. It really does help the show. Yep. Helps us continue to be able to do this. And we kind of like doing this after all these months. I start to say years. One of these days it'll be years. But after all this time, we really enjoy it. And we want to keep doing it. So
just pass
like, thank you ahead
months.
Of time.
Yeah, we like,
isn't that crazy?
We like reading the reviews too.
We do.
We got two. We actually got three ratings in the last 2 days,
which is awesome, and we appreciate.
We're 39 for 39 forever. Now we're up to 42. I was like,
yeah.
But then we have two on Audible.
For,
so
just say forever. You can't take it away. No take backs.
No take back. No, it was
strip
like,
you of all your reviews.
Like 39. I mean, I'm appreciative of anything, but
oh
like,
my gosh,
man, we gotta get at least 40.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Come on, baby. And the most important thing, you know, we're having fun. We're talking about creepy stuff. You know, we are having hangout time here. You know, this is great for all of us. But the one thing that we really want to spotlight every single time, every single episode, is on mental health and the importance of it. We all need it right now. We're all going to continue to need it. It's going to be a minute for all of us. So we want to get out the mental health hotline. So the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last four, and that's HELP. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. And the last one, that's TALK.
Thanks, sir.
No problem. Good it job. Is always my pleasure.
Always your pleasure. And I'm just going to mention again that the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show in Indy is July 16th of 2022.
Yay.
Just keep saying 2021 on the show flow notes. Oh, anyway.
It's we're going backwards. We're going back in time. Back to the future.
Yeah. 6 to 10 p.m. So we are looking forward to that. And that'll be with Jimbo and the crew with the Tragedy of Cinema. And then Jerry and Tracy. Of
My bedtime Horror Stories, is promptly at 10:01, though.
10:01? Okay.
I will fall asleep.
Maybe you can extend it to like 10:04,
10:05. Yeah. All right, fine. I'll give you 5 minutes.
Old man.
Yeah. I know. Carry me out.
So, yeah, we've got a fun 2022 plan.
Loaded up.
Yeah.
And what did we just sign up for
in
March?
What did you sign? What did you sign me up for?
What was that? March
22nd?
22nd, yeah.
You want to say it?
Or we're going. You'll get it right.
We have been invited with our friend Aaron Ignatz to go to Waverly.
That is going to be great.
Erroni.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's
yeah.
big time. Waverly, yeah.
There's 20 of us going,
yeah,
and it'll be a private, you know, that's just us there. So that's, I'm kind of creeped out already. I mean,
We've got that whole place that's
wild.
Not small to ourselves, basically.
I think we're going to all have some interesting experiences. I really do.
Yeah. So
I tried to get Jenna to go. I'm like, hey, there's 20 of us. There's 20 slots, or, you know, there's 5 slots. And she's like, nope, no thank you. Tell Aaron I said thanks, but no thanks.
Have fun, dear.
It's like that unsweetened chocolate. No thank you.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it's going to be fun, though, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, Nate texts me and he's like, hey, you want to go to Waverly?
I was texting both of you. I was like, Sean, you want to do this? I want to do this. And then he's like, yeah.
It's funny.
He's like, okay, I'm texting Todd.
And then Todd was like, already texting Aaron. Because Aaron's like, yeah, Todd's already texted me. And like, oh, yeah. Like, this is going to happen.
I knew nothing about it. And then,
I love it.
Yeah, then I messaged her. And so, anyway.
We're a little excited.
A little bit. So, that's
road trip.
That's only 3 months away.
I know. Man. I love that our field trip actually is happening. I'm waiting.
10 days after my birthday, by the way.
Turda is going to happen. Malta, one of these days, right? All these... these castles that we've talked about and all this kind of stuff.
I mean, hey, this is one we can take off the list. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some getting to.
We're going to the big time.
I know we are.
Waverly. So, anyway, that's all I've got.
That's it?
Yeah, That's it. I'm out.
Okay. Well, for episode 43, we are going to talk about something pretty kooky. I like kooky, though. I'm good with kooky. This is my pick, so we'll give credit where credit is due.
Is it really?
It's not really
due.
It's not due. It's past due. I owe you guys for this. It is the Winchester House. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
We're going to try.
Oh my gosh,
what is that,
Lady Winchester?
Well, yes, it gets a little kooky, a little crazy, a little wacky. I like it.
Just a
tad. It's the Winchester Mystery House. So it basically is.
It is built for the ghost, right?
It really is. Well, this is true. These are all true stories. My gosh. So let's get a little foundation going on here, because I don't ever do that, right?
Can't have a house without a foundation.
Without a foundation.
That's true.
And and what a foundation it has, right?
Spoken.
So the Winchester House, or the Winchester Mystery House, is a mansion in San Jose, California. Those Californians. That was once the personal residence of Sarah Winchester, the widow of firearms magnate. He wasn't a magnet. He could have been a magnate.
He was attached to everything metal.
Yeah, exactly, right? William Wirt Winchester. Say that.
William Wirt.
Say that 5 times.
W-I-R-T.
Wirt. William Wirt
it
Winchester.
Weren't nothing.
Three dubs, they call
him. Oh. So, yeah, he is three dubs, isn't he? Located at 525 South Winchester Boulevard in Jose. Meet you there. The Queen Anne-style Victorian mansion.
In Jose.
In Jose. No way, Jose. I'm never going to get through this, am I? The Queen Anne-style Victorian mansion is renowned for its size, its architectural curiosities, and its lack of any master building plan. That's my favorite part. Mm-hmm. Oh, it would drive you nuts when it is designated. No, let's see. It is a designated California historical landmark, and it is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It's privately owned and serves as a tourist attraction. So where do you live if it's privately owned? Do you live in like the little, I don't know, one of the little top gables or something? Like,
no idea.
Who knows? No, I guess we got to go there. This is added to our list already.
Put it on the list.
Put it on the list. All right, I will.
Pretty, like, what'd you say, kooky? Yeah.
Kooky's mm-hmm. good, yeah. Kooky.
And it's beautiful. I mean.
Yeah. I saw a documentary or something. They mentioned this house and showed a little bit of it. And that's just really goofy hallways that you go down, make a turn, it dead ends. I mean, it's
stairways lead to nothing.
It's just really weird.
It's like a fun house. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. Yeah. It used to be 7 stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, and so now it's 4. So 3 of them got basically destroyed. There was an earthquake in 1906, and but can you imagine 7 levels of a mansion? That's insane to me, right?
It's
sorry, monstrous. Sarah, but that's a little excessive. But I think a lot of what she did here was slightly excessive. But
oh yeah, and I like this right here. 7 stories,
crazy.
7 stories, 161 rooms.
Oh, I love the stats on this.
47 fireplaces, 10,000 panes of glass.
You need them.
2 basements, 3 elevators. And a partridge in a pear tree.
And a partridge. And they were like, I don't know how many chimneys. They said like 17 chimneys or something like that. That was on
there. Well, it's 47 fireplaces.
Fireplaces.
Yeah,
and
they're all
chimneys.
Plumbed into the chimneys. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's, I don't know. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's an oddity.
And I think they even said that they can tell or that they can see. So, well, like, there may be some hidden stuff. Because there's stuff that they say they still find stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, didn't know that was there. Oh, yep. Didn't know that was there. So there's literally still mysteries hiding.
Mm-hmm.
It says, since its construction in 1886, the property and mansion were claimed by many to be haunted by the ghosts of those killed with Winchester rifles. This is where it gets good.
Yep.
Good, bad, right? Under Winchester's day-to-day guidance, it's from the ground-up construction, proceeded around the clock by some accounts. Now, that's not entirely, I've heard that's not entirely true. Without interruption until her death on September 5th, 1922, at which time work immediately ceased. However, Winchester's biographer says that she routinely dismissed workers for months at a time to take such, rest as I might, she said, and that this flies in the face of claims that today's mystery house proprietors at work at the ranch were ceaseless for 38 years. So it took them 38 years, and it still is a mismatch mm-hmm. and whatever. But yeah, they say that they actually did. She did send them away for times. Mm-hmm. You know, but the weird thing is that she felt like, and we're going to talk about this a little bit more, that there were 3 significant deaths in her family, including her husband, and they also had a child that died. And she went to a medium, and the medium supposedly contacted her dead husband, the spirit mm-hmm. of her dead husband. And he said, okay, for every person that was killed by my rifle, the Winchester rifle, spirits are angry. You know, we're basically, there's going to be, you know, her life was at risk and the whole family. And so he told her to move out west and to start building this house to appease the spirits. And as long as she kept building, that they would be happy and that she wouldn't have this curse or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and so I think the premise of it was to confuse the ghost too. So,
yeah. Yes.
So they couldn't find her.
And that's why she kept building 24 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, building just never stopped.
Well, she also slept. They say she slept in different bedrooms yep. every night to confuse the ghosts.
And I believe there's only one operating bathroom, even though there was numerous bathrooms.
And it has a window so that at the end of her life, the nurse could keep an eye on her. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I love it.
But yeah, it's the way this place was built. They would just add stuff.
You'd be confused too if you're a ghost. Let's be honest.
Yeah. But I mean, you go in one room and it's been an addition to what was already there. So you look at the one wall and there's an exterior window with siding and
mm-hmm.
and that's in that new room now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just really odd.
It's crazy that they're, you know, you come to a door and then, it, you know, it's like, oh, several stories down, you know, or that
or
you,
some
or
you of them, come, you'd open the door and it'd be a wall.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Or stairs to nowhere, which we like.
Yeah.
We like places that have stairs to nowhere, right?
And I believe there was like a, if I remember this documentary I watched, I think there's like one section where it's like a ramp that goes up, sort of like a switchback on a mountain, but then it doesn't go anywhere. You just go up this ramp and that's it.
You don't have that in this house. Come on.
No, I'm going to install it, though.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Right? He's got some ideas from this.
For Christmas.
hey, Rachel, we're going to have a... Yeah, we're going to open up doors that lead to nowhere and windows that... Yeah,
you want a ramp that goes nowhere?
Yeah.
How about some
stairways? It'd be fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy because the rifle, you know, Winchester rifle, obviously, it's very famous. It's a rapid fire. It killed the most people, you know, out of any weapon at that time.
I think
time.
They called it won the West.
It was the gun that won the West because it could kill people faster than any other weapon, and it was awesome, blah, 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 right, at the time. Awesome, depending on which side of the gun you were on, right? And
no kidding.
So they had tons of money from this, obviously, but there was a lot of death, you know.
She inherited $20 million.
Yes, it's 20 and a half million, and that's the equivalent of $550 million today.
Imagine. That's some coin.
So he died of tuberculosis in 81. She inherited that money, and it said she received nearly 50% ownership in the Winchester Repeating Arms Company, giving her an income roughly of $1,000 per day, which is $27,000 a day in modern times.
I could take that.
I'd take $1,000 a day now.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So the infant daughter that they lost died. She died of marasmus, which is a children's disease where the body wastes away. That would be awful.
Was she like two?
Wow.
I think so. Yeah, she was young. Yeah. And the and then her husband died, pulmonary tuberculosis.
Was it like a decade later?
It was not. Yeah. In this story, it seems quick, but I'm sure to her, you know, that's just awful, honestly.
Yeah.
So he died. Then the Boston medium, supposedly channeling him, her late husband, that she should leave the home that they were at in New Haven, Connecticut, and travel west, where she continuously built that house herself. And the spirit, and the spirits of the people who had fallen victim to the Winchester rifles basically were after her constantly. That is. Like I said, wacky at best, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just constant paranoia.
Kooky.
You know, trying to, just keep the house peaceful and try to escape what had happened that your dad, I mean, you know, the business that he built. And what a horrible way. Yeah, and then you have tragedy with losing your baby and husband and sad.
Does she have cats?
Probably lots of cats, I would imagine.
Do you think she's the crazy cat lady, Nate?
Maybe.
Can you imagine trying to rustle them things all around?
No.
All right. What room are they in? No. That's... Nate. Does she have cats?
Just wondering.
Yeah. You would think this... I mean, I know. You'd probably be kind of ticked off if you get killed by a gun and you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go after the spouse of this guy. That's what I'm going to do for the rest of eternity. I don't know that would be what you would do.
Maybe you would go after this Winchester character.
Yeah. Sarah. All right.
You know, what's interesting is there's only one picture of her. It's the famous one that she's kind of looking from the carriage.
Mm-hmm. They have pictures of her that are like drawings or paintings or whatever.
But actual photo taken. It's just that one. It's kind of blurry. But I mean, you can see her. I mean,
makes me think of Queen Elizabeth, how she's dressed in black and always in a constant state of mourning.
Very, very interesting that, yeah.
She felt like that change, you know, out to the West also would help her, obviously, with her being depressed, you know, from the losses in her life. And, you know, but can you imagine the medium that's like, hey, guess what you get to do? You know, like that medium.
I like this too. Like, the home was built exclusively out of redwood because that's what the medium told her to build it out of.
But she didn't like that.
But she didn't like it.
No.
So what did she do?
She painted it.
Isn't that funny? And then there was how many?
20,000 gallons of paint.
Oh, that's another big stat.
I hate painting. That'd be my worst nightmare.
The bane of your
existence. You think that took 37 and a half of the 38 years.
No kidding.
Right. Paint it again.
I want two coats.
I need to paint it again.
Three coats of paint. Oh, man, that'd be awful.
Be awful. Because the house that she purchased in Santa Clara Valley was an unfinished farmhouse. So she just took this unfinished farmhouse and then built this thing up into this basically a compound. I mean, it's a mansion, but let's be honest, it's a compound.
We watched the movie we were talking about before this. We started recording. We watched the movie about a month ago, and I didn't know. You know, Nate said they used the actual house, which I thought maybe they just built it, like parts of it to look like a replica. But it's an amazing structure. And, you know, they would show it from the, you know, aerial views. And mm-hmm. I thought, okay, those are real pictures, you know, or, but I thought, nah, they probably didn't build the you know, the real one, I guess, or use the real one.
I heard a story, and
it's kind of neat that they did, though.
In the 1906 earthquake that ended up, they tried to repair the damages, I guess.
And that's a famous earthquake. I mean, it's not just because of the Winchester
house. No. But it is, well, they also changed the foundation of it, too. They said that they have, like, a floating foundation now that actually is
kind of
rides
with the,
which I mean, I think houses and buildings out there have that kind of thing now, but it just caused such a devastation. But they said instead of trying to repair those three extra stories, they just ended up getting rid of them. But there was an attic. Supposedly, I don't know how true this is, but she got caught in it during the earthquake, and they say that she was tormented by the spirits in that attic. She could smell, like, all the damage that had happened with the earthquake. She could smell the smells of, like, the fires and all the, you know, I guess the storms. There were storms that were involved with, like, the spirits tormenting her. And so she had that attic sealed, I guess, after she got out of it. She did not want to have anything to do with that attic. So
and that's the one, I think they discovered that, what?
That was one that
or 2016 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It was one that was
pretty recent.
Yeah,
it was one of those mysteries that keeps popping up.
And it was one of the it was rare at the time. It had plumbing, hot water, and electricity, force heat, push button gas lighting for all the fixtures, which were not just any fixtures, but I mean they're high dollar gold and silver chandeliers and stained glass windows made by Tiffany and Company, which were personally designed by Lewis Comfort Tiffany himself.
Oh,
so they weren't just somebody at the company. He actually designed them for her.
Nice. Nothing but the best.
Yeah. I mean, she's loaded.
Oh, yeah. She had some
she was
do whatever she wanted.
One of the most wealthy people of her time, right?
Yeah.
Gosh, shoot, she'd be nowadays. There's a story here. It says, some say the symbols in the house point not to ghosts, but Francis Bacon.
Bacon.
So, I know, I'm hungry.
I know, Nat, you had to bring a bacon.
I was like, I started salivating as I was.
I like it, though.
It says an alternate theory on the Winchester house's perplexing design. I always like that word, perplexing. Declares that Sarah was creating a puzzle full of encryptions inspired by the work of English philosopher Francis Bacon. There's speculation that clues to the house's true meaning are hidden in the ballroom, the Shakespeare windows, and the iron gates. The theory suggests that Sarah was a member of the Mystic Society. So the secret society, like the Rosicrucians, is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Rosicrucians.
Or a secret society like the Freemasons, or possibly both. So I thought that I had never heard that before of this, of the Winchester house. So, yeah, could be a secret society.
My gosh, why in the world?
All kinds of stuff with this.
I just love it.
I know.
I do like it that she was so recluse and such a, like a, shrouded in mystery kind of girl. I like it.
Well, and it goes along with, like, just one picture. I mean, at one actual photo of her, and that's it. That's all you get. And they said other theories, including that she was just crazy.
Yeah.
Think about it, though.
I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Certain people come to mind, like Howard Hughes. People with lots of money, even certain modern people have a little bit of eccentricity.
Yeah.
When they have a lot of money.
No, that's true. Yeah. That really is true.
To be fair.
Not that they're like crazy mentally, but just,
something
eccentric.
But yeah.
Well, this place had 13 bathrooms. And like I said earlier, only one functional. And it was in an effort to confuse ghosts wishing to haunt a spigot.
A spigot, you say?
And then, like Sean said earlier, she slept in different rooms. Well, she had secret passages going from room to room, so the ghosts and spirits could not follow her.
Nice. Always a thinking she was.
Yeah. She liked gardens, too. And so there's a lot of, it's very intricate around the property. And so she, it just adds to the mystique of it. You know what I mean? Like, but you could take a house tour, which is pretty vast. Mm-hmm. And then you can take a garden tour as well. So I was trying to look for the rates of that. I'm not sure what the tickets.
It says she had 18 servants, 18 gardeners. Speaking of gardens. Oh my gosh. That's a, 18 gardeners in the ever-present construct. So, she, you know, they said she was a recluse, like we said, but she was never alone. She
never married again or anything like that.
Well, and she needed so many servants because they kept getting lost in the house.
Yeah.
They're like, dang it. There's that hidden. Splat. I knew that stairway didn't go anywhere. Why did Darn, I took a right and I should have took a left.
You know, ouch, right?
Can you imagine trying to find your way around there? Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, every morning, Sarah met with the foreman to discuss the always evolving building plans. And it said that each night she visited the seance room to speak with the spirits who weighed in on plans for the house's unusual design. Mm. So she was all into that spirituality stuff.
You know, she did seance. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. You would think she probably tried to even
connect
to her husband, you know, and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure.
Oh, I'm with her daughter dying and... you know, it's just sad. It's just a really sad. And she had all this money, you would think. I don't know.
Well, then you look at the size of this house, and after she passed away, appraisers went in there and deemed it worthless.
That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me take a look at this.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, right.
See, how do I say it? It's worthless.
This is worthless.
What do you have here, Sarah? Yeah, that's pretty
weird. Seriously, but couldn't you, like... Mm-hmm. I always bring this up, right? Michael Jackson, right? He has Neverland. You know, you think... Yeah. I know.
He was a little eccentric.
A little eccentric. But don't you think you could just turn it into like some kind of a little amusement park or something?
Well, yeah, I mean, it already had rides.
Yeah.
Right. Zoo.
Yeah.
It definitely could be a haunted house, right?
We could turn it into the Middle Asian creeped out haunted house. That's where I've been waiting on.
I mean, there's all kind of... They say...
And we could have an amusement park at the same time, right, Nate?
Yeah. All kind
of... rides and... Yeah.
There's all kind of stories about, like, the different spirits that haunt, and they're, you know, like I said, mm-hmm. there are a lot of them are the victims of the Winchester rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did you guys know that her... she was obsessed with the number 13?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was she?
Yeah.
I have seen...
And cobwebs, too, right? The design of the cobweb design.
I have seen... a few actual documentaries. We watched the movie. A lot of this, I had no idea. You know, some of the stuff. You kind of hear the basics all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The size and the rooms and the fire and what the purpose was and how much money she had. But I love, like, I had no idea she was obsessed with the number 13, which is my wife's favorite number.
Mm-hmm.
It says, among the secrets Sarah took to her grave.
Me too.
Is that your favorite numbers?
13. Yeah, birthday.
Oh, that's right.
Birthday. Yeah.
Sarah took to her grave was why she insisted that so many things relate to the number 13. The Winchester house has many 13 paned windows and 13 paneled ceilings, as well as 13 step stairways. Even her will had 13 parts, as I spit, and she signed it 13 times. But the, the 13th bathroom contains 13 windows of its own. That's I would say she's obsessed with the number 13.
Mm-hmm. But the house was never mentioned in her will.
Isn't that wild?
Mm.
It's crazy.
Everything was left to her personal secretary,
right.
Her mm-hmm. niece. And
she was in the movie.
Nothing was ever mentioned about what to do with the house.
Yeah. So, now you can just take tours. You can't sleep in there. They won't let you stay overnight. But
isn't that wild, too? That's also crazy.
That would be awesome, though.
But yeah, when they deemed it... worthless or whatever. So they auctioned off all the materials inside the house. It took 6 weeks to empty it out.
That's a hoarder.
That is. I've seen some hoarders.
I said hoarder.
Well, I mean, you have 161 rooms. That's a lot of furniture.
Well, she also had a bunch of statues, and the statues all had significance. So there's one that's famous is the Native American statue, and that's in respect to all the Native Americans that were killed by the rifle. There's a deer statue. Again, there, you know, obviously a lot of animals were killed.
She was loony as all get up, but she had a...
She had a big heart.
Yeah, she knew where she was going with it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So she wasn't that crazy.
Do you wonder if she was already that way and then just all this happened and it just kind of...
Made her eccentric?
Just made it more.
There's the Native American statue.
Okay. Do you think this... Or do you think the tragedy and then just like, you know, losing a child would...
We need to ask Triple W.
And the husband and all that. Yeah. Three-dub.
Three-dub.
Triple-dub, three-dub. I'm just wondering if she always, like, even before all this happened and then building the house, I wonder if she was always had maybe some kookiness to her. I don't want to be disrespectful.
No.
I'm trying to say, you know what
I mean? We don't want the Winchester...
Or did it all kind of start with the...
You don't want the Winchester spirits coming after you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just good. Escalated.
No offense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She had tendencies, but then it escalated and started running, running, free running.
Right. I just was wondering.
I don't know. The deer statue.
Oh, dear.
Then when,
oh, my dear.
Man. Stag.
She was. She was big into 13. She was big into cobwebs. And again, that was the mystical something or other.
Mm-hmm.
And then all these, like I said, all these statues that have particular
meanings
and symbols. And Yeah,
she was somebody that definitely had, there was a purpose for most or all of this stuff we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the statues are very sad, but that was, like I said, if she was depressed and in constant state of mourning and keeping to herself, like what in the world, like say if she did send away these guys, you know, a lot, if the workers were there, that was probably somebody to keep, you know, a little bit of social interaction with her, right? Sure. I assume.
Well, she met with the foreman every morning, so.
Right.
Like and somebody to.
So she sent him away. You think she just like went into states of madness. Again, I don't want to be disrespectful, but you just wonder exactly, like this is. It's pretty maddening.
A lot of
you
know what I mean? I think most of it's just it's self-created. I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, she just chose to be.
And maybe
that
she
way
was. She was just a creative.
And whatever the
creative
reason,
person, right?
Whatever the reason is, it's what a sad existence. I mean,
I like the idea of the
secret, shows you all the money.
Secret society aspect.
Yeah. Okay. So that was one. I had no idea. I've never heard that take on.
I'm so glad that you brought that up because I didn't hear that at all.
Mm-mm. I've never known that part of it that she possibly could have been with the different secret society. I knew you'd perk up on that.
Yeah, you're like, huh?
You go, oh,
what? What? Yeah. Hey, hey.
So there's just so much to this house and her, and it's just all of it put together is really very interesting.
Yeah, here's the what stated about the filming. Filming for the movie took place at the actual Winchester Mystery House.
That's cool. Very nice. Well, and my wife, Amy, she didn't. Can't remember if she knew about it, but she didn't know any of really the story about it.
Yeah.
She might have heard of the Winchester House, but it was kind of neat for her to learn all that.
Oh, yeah.
I knew some of it. Obviously, I knew the Winchester rifle and hauntings.
And it's like I watched that documentary, which I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention about what it was or what, but going back and researching for this, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's what that documentary is about.
Mm-hmm.
So it just like, you know, sparked that memory of,
yeah.
I did watch a show about it, but it just didn't really register at the time what it was.
Yeah.
It's just a kooky, weird house.
Yeah.
It's interesting. She did die of heart.
What is that?
You know, a lot of people die of heart failure, so it's not uncommon, but she died of heart failure, but you think, like, her heart took so much in her, 82 years of living. It says the great earthquake rocked it, her heart, and it said they had to free her with a crowbar when all that happened. So, you know, again, when she got stuck in the attic, right? And it said the terrified Winchester tore down the top three damaged floors and spent more time on her nearby houseboat. So she had a houseboat nearby, but she continued to building out. In 1922, she died of heart failure in her bedroom at Winchester House at the age of 82. So she died in that home too. So,
well, I'm already looking at some articles about the supposed hauntings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I can start off, or you guys can
go for it.
So, obviously, it's a popular spot for such activity, for hauntings. It says the corridors, I love that word, corridors of the third floor, where tour guides have claimed to hear footsteps and disembodied voices whisper their names. So, that's kind of freaky. So, that would be awesome to take a tour. And I guess if you were a tour guide, you would really have to know your way around.
Right.
Or what leads to water or nowhere, I guess. It said in a Reddit AMA, a Winchester House tour guide confirmed that the house's third floor, only a portion of which is accessible during the tours, is definitely the spookiest part of the house because that's where the servants lived, so there's been a lot of reported activity there. Also, when you are on the floor, you can never really hear any of the other tours, so you feel pretty isolated. That's kind of creepy in itself.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, whatever you guys
her, have. Well, and then one of the biggest things, like her spirit still haunts the place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. His spirit, you know, and just all the spirits that are there, and the fact that they're still lost in some kind of a, it's almost like a
purgatory.
Time warp or purgatory for their souls.
Yeah.
And again, it goes back to the gun. You know, like, seriously, is this what souls have to endure? That seems kind of weird. Right. That or seems nonsensical.
Did she actually trap their souls?
Well, right.
Because she built the house.
Again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to blame the secret society on that one.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, I was reading here, like, since her death, little has been uncovered about Sarah Winchester and the reasoning behind her obsession with building the Winchester Mystery House. She gave no interviews, left behind no journals, and had no family willing to speak about her. So, like, it's her herself is
the mystery.
A mystery. Yeah.
Yeah. The Winchester Mystery House and Lady Winchester Mystery Lady.
Yeah. It's all a mystery.
I wish there was more. I wish she would have had some writings, you know, or some find personal like journals, something. I don't
journal in the wall somewhere.
That'd be awesome.
Man.
This said a number.
It's truly a mystery.
It really is. A number of employees and a few visitors claim to have crossed paths with Clyde, a mustache man, sometimes seen pushing a wheelbarrow in the basement or trying to repair the fireplace in the ballroom. He's been described to management roughly like this. We really like the actor who was repairing the ballroom fireplace, wearing white overalls and a Victorian boater hat. And it's like, huh? We didn't hire an actor. The worker on the far right, known as Clyde, in this picture here. There's Clyde.
Yeah.
You're looking at that? Mm-hmm. Is a popular resident at the Winchester Estate. So that's wild that like people that work there are still hanging out. The workers worked on it for a long time. I'm sure they went through several different types of workers and whatever, but it's like probably get a little accustomed to it, you know, showing up for works.
Call him the wheelbarrow ghost.
Uh-huh. Old Clyde.
Old Clyde.
They have people get gentle tugs on their shirts or skirts during tours and reports from longtime maintenance worker that still, because people maintain it now that are living, and they get haunted by some of these ghosts too.
I would imagine, I'd imagine there's all kinds of stuff like that. Just because of so many, the construction workers and servants, and
the footsteps spirits. Everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Says the most commonly reported supernatural occurrence, this is always a good one to talk about, is the appearance of a shadowy human-shaped manifestation. So they're talking about shadow figures. What seems like are my eyes playing tricks on me moment may sometimes feel too real to ignore. Shadow figures or shadowy shapes that resemble people are purported to be seen roaming around corners, down long hallways, and appearing in the windows. So can't beat a good shadow figure spotting, right?
One of my favorites is Houdini. They said that Houdini went to the house in 1924 during his nationwide tour. We need to talk about that sometime. Nationwide tour to debunk spiritualism. Other experts have followed. Winchester Mystery House has thrown out the welcome mat for paranormal investigators. Zach Baggins of Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures, we know him. Noted psychic Sylvia Brown. TK and the famed medium James von Prague, who channeled Sarah at a seance dinner. He claimed that she expressed happiness the house had so many visitors. So she likes that people are coming and enjoying her wood paneling.
She likes when they run up the stairs and hit their head into
13, 13, 13. Cobweb.
Yeah.
If you get a chance, do yourself a favor and look it up online, because it's just weird looking at aerial pictures of it and stuff, just how big, and it looks like you took all these different buildings and just smushed them all together.
Yeah. Looks like a neighborhood.
Yeah. It's a neighborhood with no streets. It's all smushed together.
A bunch
together.
Of condos. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Apartments. I don't think they had a pool though, did they?
It has a fountain in the front.
A fountain, yeah.
But not an actual pool.
Yeah, you could swim in it.
You would think that. Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah.
You probably shouldn't. Yeah. Probably some change in it, right?
Pond's good for you. There you go. You would think that she would have had a pool. But no. If I owned it, I'd have a pool. if I had that money.
As recently as April 2019, an architectural historian met with the house historian, Janan Bohemi, to present his findings on who had most likely created the amazingly beautiful stained glass windows in the mansion. They were convinced that at least one of the mysteries of the house had finally been solved, but there was no hard evidence. Then the strangest thing happened, recounts Boemi. Again, I'm probably butchering that. The very next day, a restorer uncovered a perfectly preserved envelope that had been hidden inside the wall for 125 years, addressed to Mrs. S.L. Winchester. It bore the elaborate logo of the Pacific American Decorative Company, the very company the researchers had concluded was the maker of Sarah's windows. If you were one of those people who believe there are no coincidences, dig into that. Jan and Sarah's got you covered. That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
It is one of the most 10 most haunted on a lot of the most haunted lists that come out for all the paranormal junkies, it says.
Sure.
So that's cool.
Well, and, you know, take away the paranormal aspect. I just love to see the house. And again, it's kooky.
We've talked about it. Let's think about it, though. Like, in the daytime, places have a certain feel and a certain energy, and then you flip it at night, and it changes. That energy, that feel of the place can feel one way in the daylight, and then a whole different way at night. So this place, I would love to see that difference too, that juxtaposition.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now, and it shows it has a red circle around a door that's on the coming off the second floor.
Yeah,
but there's nothing there.
It just drops
outside.
Yeah, like ooh, that's quite the drop.
Probably
right?
Makes sense, Nate. I don't know what you're.
Again, if you don't ask for a bonus, because that's where you're like, your bonus is waiting up at that door. Just open it and keep going.
Yeah, right.
Woo.
One of the other stories, it says a former marketing director employed by the house captured. So it shows this house. It says captured the photo below in 2015 and caught what appears to be a human-shaped apparition looking out on the front gardens. And it says, what do you think? Ghostly figure or a reflection of the clouds? It says a shadowy encounter on the second floor or a reflection on the of the clouds. It says the consensus, I'm having a hard time reading, seems to be that if there is something here, it's as welcoming to the many guests that walk through the gates as the staff of the Winchester Mystery House. So I'm looking at this picture. I mean, just looking at the picture, I can't tell, you know.
You'd have to be there, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know, paranormal aspect. Well,
I mean, she built it for the ghost, so I'm almost certain there's got to be hauntings of some sort there.
Yeah.
Oh, they say you can, just as soon as you walk in the gates, and I think just looking at these pictures, but if you were there, it just has to have that feel of there's something off, you know, the energy.
Yeah, I mean, it's off, period, just by the architecture. And then
the story behind it and all that good
then,
stuff.
Then you add her and the story of the, just everything. Did you say you wanted to find the prices of the tour?
Yeah, I was trying to. Did you find them?
Yeah.
Good.
It says, prices for adults are $19.99. Oh. Seniors, I might be even a senior, $15.99. $9.99 for children 5 to 12. So not too bad. I mean, this might be 1982 price. I don't know.
Here's that switchback. I found it. Picture of it. It just goes up.
Oh, yeah.
And then stops. I mean, it doesn't go anywhere.
That's cool. Yeah, I think our listeners should check out the pictures.
Oh, that's worth it.
There's
man.
A ton of them.
Oh, yeah, it's totally. Worth it.
It's hard to describe. I mean,
you get a picture in your head. Oh, yeah, a bunch of kooky stuff. Stairways going here, whatever. No, look at the pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
And it is a beautiful house. I mean, everything. Yeah. It's a pretty house, but it's just just odd.
I was there one time. I was lost in there for 2 weeks.
Yeah. The ghost kept you company, right?
Yeah.
They fed you and cleaned you.
A wheelbarrow man or
whatever.
Made sure
you slept in different rooms. Right?
Yeah.
Clyde, yeah. Clyde took good care of you.
That's hilarious, Clyde.
I like the, some stats on the actual rifle. The 1873 Winchester repeater rifle, capable of firing 15 shots in slightly more than 10 seconds. Like Todd said, the gun that won the American Western Expansion, so it won the West. Because of this, the Winchester Repeating Arms Company was the most successful gun company in the late 19th century, and the Winchester family became famously and fabulously wealthy.
Yeah.
Winchester. We still know, everybody knows it today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had heard of the Winchester rifle, but never, you know, had it tie in with the Winchester. I really didn't know much. I don't know if I even knew about the Winchester Mystery House until maybe 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, that's
what I
knew
about the rifle company.
5 to 10, yeah, somewhere in the last decade.
And again, the legend of,
I wouldn't have known either.
Didn't have any idea about it. I'm like, oh, okay, it's the Winchester, ties in with the house, and it is beautiful. Can you imagine, though, trying to the upkeep? Oh, man.
Yeah, well, and the fact that, you know, when you go in for a an interview, okay, this is what's expected of you, of maintenance or cleaning or whatever, and like, but you might get fondled, and you might get, you might have some lost. Dark energies, you might have some really happy energies, but yeah, you might get lost a time or two or 12.
Yeah. All right, good luck. Here you go.
Here's the keys.
Yeah, there's about 800 keys. In.
You know, it's six kitchens, three elevators, all that stuff. You think it's got like a Willy Wonka elevator that blasts through the.
Oh yeah, flying through
it. Yeah. Where are we going, Charlie?
I went doubt it. Man, just a crazy, crazy.
That's pretty wild that it has elevators for that time period. You know.
Have you ever been in a house that has an elevator?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's one here in Plainfield.
Is there? So this is, I don't know, early 90s. One of my friends, his sister, house sat for one of, so her mom worked for a doctor's office. And so when he would go out of town, she would stay and watch the house. And it was up in the, Eagle Creek. So I know listeners are like, what's that? It's a real nice area, very wealthy, a lot of, you know, wealthy people. And so it was in the wood, you know, high up in the hill. And we went there a couple times and, yeah, they had an elevator. It was the first elevator I've seen in a house. It worked. It was pretty cool. Yeah, so like okay, interesting. A lot of money. It was huge. It was a big house. I mean,
well, it's the middle school now here in Plainfield, but across street from it is a big mansion.
Oh, house. Is that one okay?
Yeah, yeah. It has an elevator in it, and I graduated with at the time that at that time the owners of it. Their son, their youngest son.
Yeah.
So he invited us over to watch a movie and stuff. So yeah, we took the elevator down to the basement.
We went in there one time. Gosh, I think it was when either my mom was trying to look for a place or whatever. But my father-in-law, he was in real estate at the time, and so we went in there it was nice. It was really pretty, and it had I think in one of the kids' bedrooms. It had one of those hidden, like you push on the bookshelf.
Yeah.
And you could get on the other. It was a playroom. Mm-hmm. That was so cool. I was like, this is what I need. I just need a house that size. Yeah. But I didn't know it. I didn't know I had an elevator.
And then actually, my wife's aunt and uncle, her uncle has a disabled daughter from previous marriage.
Oh, okay.
And they have a elevator in their house.
Hmm.
So cool. That she can go from upstairs to downstairs.
Yeah, that's
all
neat.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's neat.
You know what? Everything that we talk about is so funny because it's like, especially things that we've grown up with, you know, you're always like, oh my gosh, you know, and then we cover them. And then, of course, you find something that says, most of the things that you hear are not true. And it's like, darn it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? This article says, from the start, that Sarah had a hard time squaring her ambitions with conventional architecture. She parted ways with several architects before deciding to start drawing up plans herself, which I'm sure she was not a expert architect, right? With no professional training, it didn't go smoothly. She wrote, I am constantly having to make an upheaval for some reason. Winchester wrote to her sister-in-law in 1898, for instance, my upper hall, which leads to the sleeping apartment, was rendered so unexpectedly dark by a little addition that after a number of people had missed their footing on the stairs, I decided that safety demanded something to be done. So far from an exercise in spiritualism, Winchester's labyrinth arose because she made mistakes and had the disposable income to carry on making them. It didn't help her reputation that she was naturally reserved, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know.
So that just wipes out all the.
But that's still, like, seriously. I mean, if you're made of that much money, I guess you can do whatever the heck you want, you know.
Yeah.
But I still think that's
great. We're building a staircase, but there is no level. Well, just put a roof.
There, it's done.
We'll start over here.
Yeah. Right. That'd be kind of, yeah, that'd be the house I'd build. Wait a minute now. I missed
it. Be like, wait just a second here.
I think just, yeah, I mean, as listeners, I mean, they can make up their own mind.
It's like anything else. Yeah, anything else that we put out
is
there.
Is it haunted? Is it
exactly.
Not? Is it?
Okay.
Yeah, what was the real purpose of making that house that way?
Hands up, hands down, over under, whatever we want to call it. Okay, first, do you think there's something to the whole backstory and the hauntings? I don't care about that, what some of those articles say.
From the rifle?
I think there is. I'm gonna go out there and say that I think that there's some hauntings because of it. And I think it's, I'm not saying that Sarah, you know, was necessarily tormented by all these spirits and stuff, but I do think that, I think there's some hauntings there. I'm going to say, yeah.
Well, I think there are, but I don't believe in
the whole backstory.
Yeah. I don't think it was spirits chasing her. I don't believe that.
I don't believe in retribution for spirits, but
I believe that there is something there.
It's possible
because of all the people that work there. And I don't know. I don't know.
I think you can also, it's just like the whole Talpa idea. If she believed it, she probably could manifest some kind of wackiness or some kind of, you know, spiritual disturbances. So, but anyway,
I don't know.
I think there's probably something there. I'd love to go see it myself.
I'm less than 50% on the Native American side. Yeah. I'm probably above 50% on, yeah, I could see some other hauntings.
People,
you know,
maybe
there, her,
yeah,
or
her, him, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Nate?
Well, I mean, her name and that, you know, Winchester and all the deaths that, you know, firearm caused. I mean, there might be some, you know, retaliation of some sort.
Spiritual retribution. It's a new thing that we're going to, we're coining.
I mean, there's definitely something odd going on because just the architecture of the house. I mean, you don't just go off and build this wacko house just because you have money.
Unless you're just wacko. Yeah. Complete wackos.
So, I mean, there has to be a drive
again,
of some
that's a
force.
Possibility.
Yeah. I think it might be a combination of everything we've said.
Yeah, I agree.
She could have.
I totally agree.
Just a little bit off a rocker, some, you know, true.
Had money.
Had the money.
She can just do whatever she wanted.
Would we tour it?
I
would definitely tour
awesome.
It.
I don't think
would you do an overnight investigation?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
I totally would, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if
for
it's got any
reason,
portals.
For some reason, that doesn't have a...
I saw a lot of mirrors in the pictures.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I didn't see any
Ouija boards. You know,
so
there's none of the stories that, as far as the hauntings, paranormal, there's nothing malevolent. I mean, there's nothing...
Yeah.
There's nothing... I don't... I mean, maybe
the shadow figures, maybe, but it depends on what you think a shadow figure is, too.
Yeah, but it didn't delve really into, like...
No,
really
nobody... Yeah.
Evil, nasty...
No,
you know?
No, nothing demonic feeling.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean...
None of the Ghostbuster demon hounds running around the house.
Yeah, right.
Are you are you the key master?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the gatekeeper.
He was so... Oh, man. What was his name? Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis. I love Rick Moranis.
He looks like this.
Shout out to Rick Moranis. Right?
Yes, definitely tour it. Yes, definitely would love to investigate it. And if they allowed it, which they don't yet, or probably will never, I would love to spend the night there. That'd be awesome.
You know, oh, my gosh. I would just like to see it.
Turn it
just
into a bed and breakfast. You know, what the heck?
The pictures are awesome as is, but, yeah, just to physically walk through it and see how everything is laid out, that'd be just awesome.
I wonder how long it takes. I wonder how long.
I don't know.
What
the tour? Well, there's an inside tour and a garden tour, so I bet it takes several hours.
There's certain sections that are not on the tour. I mean,
yeah.
Do you get a discount if you find something? Like, you're like, hey, I just discovered this. And you're like,
we didn't know that wall was there.
Give that for free. Yeah, right.
I just tripped over something. Hey, where'd this gun come from?
It is, so... I don't know. I'm kind of Winchestered out.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Great.
It is a good topic.
That was your topic, Sean?
It was. You don't have to say it's great now.
Yeah, it was
kind of mediocre. Mediocre.
No, it was great.
Vanilla.
No, it's a cool one.
How dare you bring ice cream into this?
I'm hungry.
Chocolate at
best. No, it was good. No, that was definitely one on the list.
I mean, it's not super, super, super creepy, you know, giving you goosebumps.
Well, let's
creepy,
go and find out. No, I don't. You know, no, just odd. It's an oddity.
It's an oddity.
Odd, weird, and unexplained.
It's I put it as a spooky, crazy, nonsensical funhouse.
Nonsensical. That's exactly right.
Uh-huh. Which, that's why I picked it.
So I think the listeners will enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
They can decide for themselves.
It's
what they
a
think.
Sean choice.
What's supernatural? Is any of it supernatural? Who knows? Or just straight kookiness.
I know. It's like do.
So there you go. The Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah. Let's put
what
it to bed, right?
Yeah.
We have got the middle-aged moment. And the funniest thing is, okay, so this keeps happening to me with the middle-aged moment. And I kind of like this, though. I like it that it is a, it's kind of an adaptable, dynamic thing. I don't sit there and pick it and decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do and stay with it. I just kind of go with whatever kind of hits me. And I had planned one thing. And then something else came up. So I'm going to kind of do a mixture of the two. So one thing is, I had mentioned in another podcast that one of my favorite authors who's passed away, he passed away in 2015, Dr. Wayne Dyer. I love his books. Mm. I enjoyed him. He's like a grandfather figure to me. And I really
think you've mentioned him before.
I have. Yeah. I have. So I had his.
See, I listen. I pay attention.
You do.
So don't say I don't.
He's awesome. What did you say? stay awake over there. Stay awake for these. Because, hey, you're going to love this. So right. Top 10 quotes by Dr. Wayne Dyer. Okay, you're going to love them. Number 10, the highest form of ignorance is when you reject someone or something you don't know anything about. I like it. Number 9, go for it now. The future is promised to no one. Yeah. Like that one. Number 8, when you dance, your purpose is not to get to a certain place on the floor. It's to enjoy each step along the way. Mm. I've heard different variations of that. Number 7, when you judge another, you do not define them, you define yourself. That one's a powerful one. Number 6, give yourself a gift of 5 minutes of contemplation and awe of everything you see around you. Go outside and turn your attention to the many miracles around you. This 5 minutes a day regimen of appreciation and gratitude will help you to focus your life in awe. Number 5, you cannot always control what goes on outside, but you can always control on what goes on inside. Number 4, how you treat you is their karma. How people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. Number 3, be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done is always your choice.
True.
Number 2, conflict cannot survive without your participation. That's one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
And I have to remind myself of that, right? I know. I'm not always the best
like
at that.
One.
I know. You didn't like that one?
Number 1.
That was one of the hardest ones, but I like
I
it
feel
the
conflict.
Number 1. I know. Yeah, right.
I'm you not have a part of it.
I'm not participating. I'm not participating over here.
Whatever it takes. Yeah. Of it in and out.
Number 1 is my favorite. I have it at my desk. I've mentioned this. I did mention this before. Mm. Number 1, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. That is my absolute total favorite. Now I'm also going to, like I said, this one's a very simple, but this song keeps playing and I know it's a popular right now. And so it keeps getting radio play, but I've heard it almost every single day or every morning going to work and every day coming home, this song plays. So it's like, and it really speaks to me. It's not normally the things I pick some like old rock and roll type stuff and whatever, and some 80s stuff. But this is Adele. I mean, who would know that I would, do you know, you may not know this song. I sent this to a couple people and, saying like, man, this song is really good, but it speaks to me, the lyrics, but it's by Adele and it's called Easy on Me. And I think this is such an important message for all of us. We all need to kind of go easier on ourselves and on each other. But the lyrics say, there ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim. When I'm drowning in the silence, baby, let me in. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. I had no time to choose what I choose to do, so go easy on me. There ain't no room for things to change when we are both so deeply stuck in our ways. You can't deny how hard I've tried. I changed who I was to put you both first. Now I give up. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. Had no time to choose what I choose to do, so go easy on me. I had good intentions and the highest hopes, but I know right now that probably doesn't even show. So, and it ends with, go easy on me, baby. I was still a child. I didn't get the chance to feel the world around me. I had no time to choose what I choose to do, so go easy on me. And I think, I'm telling you right now in this world, I keep thinking that too, like, you know, especially at work. Work's been crazy. People, you know, you go home, it just seems like everything is in disarray. Mm-hmm. And I have to keep remembering, like, you just got to go easy on yourself.
Yeah.
So this is...
It's a good thing to think about how you approach others, too. I mean, you don't know what everybody's going through, so, go easy on them. Don't be so harsh. Don't be so, attackish towards them. You know,
I agree, and that's the thing is, by God, that's a loud door. Yeah. Is that from the Winchester House? but I think that that's an important message. Like in the medical field, like I said, we are just getting to the point of, you know, it was like, oh gosh, we're all so tired. Oh, we're so worn out. Everything's always changing. But yeah, you know what?
That holds true.
Eventually, it is.
With the medical field.
But it's with everything right now. Yeah. It is so, everything is so up and down and all around. We just have to kind of watch out for ourselves, watch out for each other, and go easier on each other.
Man.
So I just think that's the message. Like I said, between Wayne Dyer's advice and this, it's just, I think it's so important mm-hmm. to just that self-care right now is paramount.
Look at it with wall-eyed eyes and go easy on yourself.
Exactly.
What I miss.
We're going to chill. You miss nothing, Mr. Winchester.
Oh, hey.
Triple dubs.
Triple dubs, yeah. No, I like that middle-aged moment.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I heard most of it.
I put it. I know,
the listener's like, what's like, he talking about? Don't worry about it. You're asking too many questions. Yeah.
You were in a fire?
In a fire? Well, there's a fire.
Need an RR break.
Yeah.
That does remind me that I have a very inappropriate story to tell you guys in between recordings. So,
okay.
Sorry, listeners. I hate to do that to
the
listeners.
Oh, man, you're going
to
leave them hanging.
Someday we'll put this up. We'll put it on Patreon someday, right? You guys can listen to it.
There you go.
Inappropriate story ahead.
Yeah.
All right, but for
dirty
you guys,
jokes.
For you guys, no, we keep it clean, right?
That's right.
It's an actual story. It's really funny. So anyway, getting now the middle-aged moment, I'm going to tell you all how to get a hold of us. We have an email address, and you can reach us. We do. People still email, too, by the way, just so you know. Just
and you have it now. By the way,
we all have
it. I like to lick the stamps.
So anyway, it is makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. And you can contact us with show ideas, merch that you want to order, whatever you want. Tell us how wonderful we're doing.
Oh,
so
man,
you guys can contact us.
Just email us and write, hi.
Hi. Hello. You're awesome. Anything.
Hello there.
hi, boys.
And we will return the email. We will reply.
We
hi.
Know.
Hi, back.
We talked about this the last time. We want to make sure that everybody knows how to find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok because we're TikTokers. So Middle Asian Creeped Out on all those. And I think TikTok is at Mako Podcast, right? Mm-hmm. I always forget that one. Two A's. yeah, I know. I'm remembering, right? And there are many, many ways to listen to us. Whatever your favorite podcast platform. We were joking about that last time. Like, well, you're listening to us. You must be listening to something. But this is for people that are just getting to know us and trying to find us out there. You can find us any way you choose, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might be here. You might be listening to us while somebody else is listening to us. And this is how you're being introduced to us, right?
Or, you know, you're telling your friend, hey, you got to check this out. And they're like, well,
why do I find it?
How, what are they on? Anything.
Yeah.
Whatever you listen to.
It's out there.
Podcast on. That's where it's at.
That's right.
We are on it. I promise.
Hey, email us and tell us which ones we're not on.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. I challenge you.
I double dog dare you.
Where we're not on.
I triple dog dare you.
How about that?
Bring it. It's been brought.
Put your tongue on that post.
It's been brought.
Oh, man.
I talked to a gentleman.
You talked to a gentleman?
Nice guy. Yeah.
A gentleman.
He works for a cleaning company that, we're remodeling the church. And so he is working for the company that kind of walks around and spruces it up, kind of all the
spruce, I like
the dust and all that, right? And we were talking about spiritual stuff and life and social stuff. Not like getting into social issues, but just the world, like we were talking about. And he looked at my shirt and he goes, I said, I got a podcast. And he's like, what is that? And so, you know me, I don't pass up a chance to.
Let me tell you.
Well, wait a minute. Maybe I mentioned we had a podcast first. I said, maybe I mentioned the podcast first, and then he said, "Oh,
you're trying to reel him in."
Yeah, and then he literally took a screenshot, a picture of my shirt. So he's going to check
there
it
you
out.
Go.
But he said, he asked, "What are you on? How can I listen?" And I said, "What do you have right there?" He goes, "Well, I got not an iPhone, but an Android."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, and his name's Dennis, very nice guy. I said, "Dennis, you can listen to us on literally any listening platform." Mm-hmm. He goes, "Okay." He was like, "Spotify." I said,
"Oh my gosh,
we're on there."
I said, "That's one and two. Depends on So, yeah. So, and he said, well, I'll pass the word, too. So, again, he has my friends or
that's
family
what
that might listen to different platform.
Or Harris, you know, Harrison, my son, listens to us on Spotify. He always tells me.
Oh, he does that, Spotify?
It is Spotify is what he uses.
My mom's a Spotify.
He tends to listen to us while he's either studying. Mm. Don't listen, Jenna. And or when he's playing video games.
He should be getting straight A's.
He's been very complimentary. And some of his friends are listening, too. And that also, I told him, I said, I'm not embarrassing you, am I? And he said, no, Dad's actually kind of cool. Yeah. So, like, oh, yes, man. I got cool. Now the other ones, the other things, the other ones think I'm cringeworthy, nice, but cringy they call me.
Cringy.
So when the gentleman was leaving the job, were you holding on to his ankle?
You're
as he's
like,
trying to, don't go, I'm not done talking.
Or you're still giving him the spiel.
I grabbed his shirt.
Oh, okay. I mean,
Stage 5
so
clinger.
So if he's listening, if he does listen, he said, I'm going to check you guys out. I love that stuff. And so, hello, Dennis, if you ever do listen to this. Yeah.
Dennis,
so,
you have a Stage 5 clinger. His
very very
his
nice
name
guy.
Is Todd. We'll take care of it for you. We'll get the restraining order. We got the paperwork all written out. No problem.
I may have mentioned it to the painter last week or 2 weeks ago. I gave him a sticker. I gave him 2 stickers, one for him and one for his girlfriend, and he said
nice.
He'd check us out. So
cool.
Then I think there's no.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Then there's the guy on the corner. Anyway. No, but they all. I mean, they. But he's like, "Hey, how do I listen?" I'm like, "Just Spotify." Yep. So check
there
us out.
Go.
However you want to do it. So
we're out there.
It is very important.
And loving every minute of it.
Yeah, we're all loving it. Are you done already? Is
I'm
that it?
Done.
Really?
I'm done.
Well, Nate, it's your turn, man.
We don't have any more to Sarah. Share with you on this topic anymore. Man, I butchered that one.
No, you did. Actually, no.
My brain turned off.
I think that turned out perfect, actually.
It kind of goes with the show.
It does, yeah.
You know, it's one of those nights.
Wait, what?
That's a wrap.
Who put that wall there?
There.
Geronimo.
Man, it sounded so good in my head when I wrote it down.
We got it. Look, he's embarrassed.
Oh,
look,
God,
Sam's
here comes Sam.
He said, damn, Mitch.
Oh, no, there goes Sam.
And there he goes.
He's going to bed.
Well, we want to thank you guys for listening, as always, to episode 43. And until next time, Creepies, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.